May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I want to share a truth in the kingdom that I think is really important one. And is relevant to every one of us. I quote this verse a lot, not the one I'm going to read, just what I'm about to quote now. Not because I'm thrilled about it, but because it's just the truth. Jesus said, in this world, you have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. But he didn't take back the fact that in this world, there's going to be trials and testing, and there's going to be attacks and all that kind of stuff. And it's just the way it is. So in light of that, this word is really relevant to all of us. This is Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. Now, remember, Philippians is this amazing place, one of the books that Paul wrote under house arrest in Rome. And when he wrote this, I love, like Philippians chapter 1, he said, I don't feel bad to remind you again to rejoice always. And then in Philippians chapter 4, he says, rejoice the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. So here is Paul under house arrest. His movements are restricted. As far as he knows, he's facing death. And he's talking about rejoicing in the Lord always. Now, it's not because Paul had a sanguine-type personality. Everything we know about him in Scripture and from history is that's not true about him at all. His tendency was to not be a frivolous, kind of a silly person. Paul wasn't the jokester in the crowd. He was a very serious, and in his early walk with the Lord, not a very fun person to be with. And there couldn't have been a nicer guy than Barnabas, and they couldn't get along with each other, and that was Paul's fault. So for Paul to say that, to rejoice in the Lord always, that's a spiritual disposition. It transcends personality. That's really important for us to hear that, because sometimes we'll hear people speak things, especially if you know them well enough, and they'll speak truths, and you'll think, well, that's just their personality. And to the point where it can be a little irritating, because that's just not your personality, that's not your temperament. Well, if you're a grump by nature or not very jovial by nature, then you fit right there with Paul. Driven, serious, sometimes to be a little rude, that's Paul. And yet Paul's the one who said, rejoice the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. So it's a spiritual thing. It has nothing to do with personality types. This is verse 27, again, of chapter 1 of Philippians. Only conduct yourselves, and the word conduct is the word we get the word politics from. It literally, that word politico actually means citizenship. And so the idea with the word conduct yourself in the King James is let your conversation, but it's actually the word behave like a citizen. Of course, we're citizens of the kingdom of heaven, right? So behave yourselves like a citizen in a worthy manner. Worthy of the gospel. You're a citizen as a Christian of the gospel of Christ. We're citizens of the kingdom. We're citizens of the gospel. So he says, act like one. So that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one soul, contending together. That's the right word. Contending together for the faith of the gospel. In Colossians chapter 2, from jail again, Paul writes to the Colossians in verse 5, even though I am absent in body, nevertheless I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and the stability of your faith in Christ. In other words, I'm proud of you that you're standing firm in your faith. You're standing stable. There's a discipline to your faith. You won't be moved. Paul says, may I hear that you are standing firm in one spirit with one soul, contending for the faith of the gospel. So to both of these folks, because they were under attack for different reasons, he's saying, behave like a citizen of the kingdom of the gospel. And the thing you do, more than anything else, you stand firm in faith. You contend for faith. And then he says this, in no way alarmed or frightened by opponents or adversaries, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of deliverance for you, because that is from God. Isn't that an interesting verse? He said, act like a citizen of the kingdom, and the primary behavioral attitude of a citizen of the kingdom is faith. And so you stand in your faith. And you don't let yourself get alarmed by the attacks. Whatever the attacks are, out there, in here. Because if you don't let yourself be alarmed and you stand in your faith, it's a sign of destruction for them, but of deliverance for you. I've told people this for years and years and years, so this is so important. This is so practical for you. Are you under attack? Is it mental? Is it emotional? Is it thought life? Is it situation or circumstance? And you're just getting assaulted. And I'll tell people, I said, look, if you'll stand in that situation and trust God with it, the enemy will start backing off. Because he doesn't celebrate the fact that his attacks are training you to be a person of faith. And so it'll be a sign to him of destruction. And he'll start backing off. Do you hear what I'm saying? And that's exactly what that scripture says. Don't let yourself be alarmed by the assault. If you won't let yourself be alarmed by the assault, this is one of the most practical words you're ever going to hear. It's an answer to what you've been asking for. It's not going to get much deeper than this. If you're under assault in your thought life, let's just go there, whatever, in your emotions, stand firm in faith, rejoice in the Lord always. That's what a good citizen of the kingdom of the gospel does. That's what faith looks like. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, rejoice in the Lord, Paul said, always. So stand rejoicing in faith. Don't be alarmed by the enemy or the attack, no matter what's going on. Don't be alarmed. Stand firm. Hold your discipline. And it'll end up being a sign of destruction to the enemy. And the enemy will start backing off. It's your way to victory. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.